Hallelujah.
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 Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
We shall wait upon you, our precious Abba. We do know that you have all things in control. We have great confidence in the works that you have begun in Yisrael. You that have begun this work, we know that you're faithful to finish the works that you have begun in Yisrael. So we shall delight this gathering as we gather here in the bite of our Abba. Bless the minds of your people and strengthen them with assurance in Yeshua the Lamb. For we ask all things according to your will, in Yeshua's mighty name. Yisrael cry, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, for Yah shall speak to Yisrael. Shalom. Yabaraki, you may be seated. And he has always spoke to Yisrael. And for that we do barach, are the most excellent of praises unto the Abba, the Most High, that created all things for his pleasure. We delight in that, to know him and the power of his tikvah, the hope we have in Yeshua HaMashiach. It is one thing that in this time that we are in this dispensation, unless we have our hope in Almighty Yah, knowing that he is in control of all things, we become very despair, and there will be no strength of encouragement at all. And the thing that assures my love, my heart constantly, is knowing that he is in control of all things. Because this world is in a dismal, chaotic mess. The wicked reign supreme, without any honor or regard to the things that are kadosh, clean, set apart unto Almighty Yahweh. The minds are twisted by the powers of hell in demology. They have no strength at all. There is nothing that is pure that comes out of this dismal, wicked society. It is just that wicked and vile before Almighty Yahweh. And what the world does, it imputes into Yisrael the way that we should act, instead of allowing the Torah to teach us the disciplines, the way we should walk and carry ourselves. They promote and serenade their gods before us. We become intrigued by them. I want to say this. I was reading this morning, and this Jezebel that, as Brother James and I were talking this earlier part of the day, I said that, do we not understand, as we open ourselves over unto these entities of hell, these gods that have been raised up by the God of this world, we open ourselves up to the spirit that emanates out of them. And so this little vile thing that calls herself Lindsay Lohan, that she's about 22, 23 years old, 24, she is serenading with her, what she calls her lover, another woman. And yet the people will be intrigued by her movies and her skits and her singing and whatever thing that she does, the people are open unto that. And once you open yourself unto her wickedness, you open your spirit to receive the same demonic power to control your mind. We see how they serenaded before the world, before America. This man called himself Clay Atkins or Aikens, whatever his name is. He was on the American Idols. That's why they call it Idols. It is a ritual form of idol worship. And they serenaded this man that this was a wonderful Christian man. He had values, and of course all of those Christian preachers, they were very intrigued with him. Of course, because he could sing. And he brought in the revenue wherever he would participate in their activities. He has a baby. He's an unclean thing out of wedlock. And yet he says, and they're giving him rave reviews. He wanted his child, his son, to know that he was a faggot dog. He did not want to lie to his son. He is simply a faggot. And he doesn't care what no one says or how they regard him. Only God and his friends, they are the only ones that concern him. Well, his God doesn't give a damn about him, because his God is going to be damned. Now, I said that to say what I said in the beginning, that this is what we open ourselves unto. We listen to the lyrics of their songs. We're captivated by their movies, their stardom. We give ourselves over, you daughters of Tizayan, you men, you Ach, over unto their fashions, and dressing the way these Jezebels dress, dressing our daughters and our sons the way these effeminate men, homosexuals. We open our children up unto that spirit, whether we believe that or not. But you open them up unto that spirit, because some reason you have the same ray reviews of them as the world. Let the world be damned. Israel, be saved. For he is going to save only Israel. He is going to bring down this wicked establishment that we see in this nation called America. She is wicked. She based everything upon her greed and her hatred, her dislike, her corruption. She is a vile nation. She is a sadistic, wicked, corrupt nation. And there are no other superlatives to describe her at all. Because that's the way she is. She oppresses and suppresses the people. She calls the poor to cry out for no deliverance, because there is no one to deliver the poor. And the rich and the wealthy rule over, as we can see the debacle that this vile thing that we call the President of the United States and these men that we call congressmen and House of Representatives, the Senate, yet they shall take the monies of the poor, the little woman that's working for $8 an hour and trying to leverage that to take care of her children. And she is renting from some rich, powerful landlords, and they will cause her to fall into derision, because where does she turn? No assistance, no help. Yet they're going to take her monies and bail out these wicked, greedy dogs on Wall Street, purport them, and give them strength to continue to oppress the people. You think Yah is satisfied with that? We think that this wicked, the most ill-reputed nation upon the face of the earth, that has done nothing but cause death, crime against humanity, steals and robs, destroys and takes down. She is the wicked sword of Yah. For the wicked is the sword of Yah. And he used this wicked nation that she is, because she is wicked. And unless we as Israel come out of her, her way of thinking, her mindset, her desires, her lusts, then we are going to be destroyed right along with this Jezebel. We must turn from the wickedness of this nation. We cannot walk in the same path. How can two walk together unless they be in agreement? You cannot walk in the standards of this wicked nation and say you're walking in the standards of the Torah. You cannot call black, black, and white, white, walk in a line of duplicity of falsehoods, but you must call it what it is. This nation is wicked. And Yah gives us patterns in Scripture. I must deal with this tonight because they are. This illustrious president will speak to the nation tonight, and people will rail and they will fight against one another. Yet these are the ones that call themselves the Republicans that say that if a business fail, let it fail. Yet they are full of lies, just like the Democrats. We waste our times with these pigs, promoting them and wasting our time trying to figure which one is best for this wicked nation. For this nation is in the hands of Almighty Yahweh. And He is turning it where the economy is going to fail. It is going to crumble. They are not trying to save Main Street as the lies purported by Mr. Obama and Mr. McCain. They don't give a damn about Main Street. They care about the rich and the affluent, as they call them. They care about them losing billions and millions. But they do not care about the little poor mother that has to work and take care of her children and has to ride the bus each morning and get up not knowing how that her children will eat that evening, making $8-$9 an hour. And the taxes are consuming that. And they want to take $700 billion, $100 trillion from the poor folks. Why not the rich ones? It's their debacle. And yet they will get on their networks. And the ditto heads by Rush Limbaugh that believes in this kind of business practice, that if a business fail, let it fall. And yet they will alter the thinking of the people. And they will go right along with it. Believe me, they are going to do it. And there is nothing that any representative can do. Because there are powers that be that rule. And they are going to take the poor man's money and make the rich fatter. What a damnable debacle and a shame. What a wickedness. Lehman Brothers set aside $2.5 billion just for the executives. And so the money that will bail them out, they will leave with their golden parachutes, $200 million, $50 million. And yet the little janitor that sweeps the building's floor will not leave it one dime or one nickel. The wickedness of this nation. And we think that we are blessed. We do not have the barak or the blessings of Yah. Only Yisrael, those that obey Him and that fear Him. This nation is wicked. Even its own God has forsaken it. And there was something specifically I want to touch on tonight. But I want to touch on this matter that we see permeating the new air news or the news events. That these men that are phony and wicked, America was built upon wickedness. It was not built upon anything that was tzaddik. There has never been a righteous law in this nation. They change the rule constantly to fit the wicked and those that are in power. And the poor man, he has no voice. None whatsoever. And the way you treat the poor, it shows you what kind of people you really are. And so they serenade these 40 men that are making millions of dollars. They're paying Rush Limbaugh $260 million for the next 10 years. So he must go along with the Clear Channels, the billionaires, and purport the kind of message that they command and that they demand. It makes no difference who you are, whether you are a Jesse Jackson receiving the funds out of the coffer of the wicked, you must purport their message. Whether you are an L. Sharpton or whomever, or a Pastor Hagee, this fat hog raised up out of hell to purport this demology and this demon practice in this wicked nation. Your tongue has raised up men, the men that Yah raised up, that will feed us with the knowledge and the truth of Yah. And His truth is the power of His living Torah. And they will serenade. And the airways will be filled with this rhetoric, convincing the people that it's all right. Enslaving your children, that little child, children are in slavery today. They're raising up a people, a class that will be in slavery. And it's because of the wickedness. We can always go back to Israel, see what they did to incur the type wrath of Yah upon it. You can always find it in Scripture. And unless there is an identity of this in Scripture, it is of no relevance at all. Scripture will always identify as to what time we're in. And if any nation walk in the same footprints as Israel in her wickedness, then they shall procure unto themselves the same wrath that comes from Yah. I want to read some of this article before I give us a few scripture. This is from the IHT. This is the source, International News. It is from Paris. It says this, quote, "The financial crisis that began in the United States spreads to many corners of the globe. Now, the U.S. bailout looks as it is going global." Do you all hear that? So what the U.S. is doing here, it is a global thing. To move, a move that could raise its cost, intensifying scrutiny by Congress and critics. Foreign banks, which were initially excluded from the plan, they lobbied successfully over the weekend to be able to sell the toxic U.S. mortgage debt owed by their American units to the Treasury. And so the rich man, as he charged usury, you should not charge usury on the money that you loan a man. Even the Muslims are wicked, but they will not charge usury. These damn things they call themselves Christian lending institutions, that's what they are, Christian banks, they charge usury. They charge interest on the money. They charge interest on the money. And so the market is, brothers and sisters, that this toxic debts or the monies of the United States, they have no value at all. And so what happened, the rich in other parts of the world, they were buying the loans from America. And that's why many had these loans for their homes. Payments went from $700 a month to $2,700. It is called the ARM. There's a mortgage rate that raises or rises in the years to come. And so they lost their homes. They could not afford them. And so the foreigners say, we will buy those securities because we're going to make 32%. Within X amount of years. So they bought billions of dollars worth and T-bills, treasury bills. And so what the banks say, what the banks are saying in Germany and Japan, you must buy it back. So 700 billion will not be enough. It must be a trillion. It will not be enough, brothers and sisters. The nation's wealth is only $67 trillion. That's the world's wealth. And this nation owns about 13 trillion of that. It is a broke nation. It borrows every day. It cannot do anything but oppress the poor people. And once you begin to do that, there is damnation for any nation and any people. So the treasury will purchase back these loans that were sold to private corporations. Now the treasury is becoming part of the private entity. The government is supposed to be for the people, but it is for the wealthy and the rich. Because your $20 that you send to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama or Mr. John Mafia Cain, it means nothing at all. It is those of wealth and power. Mr. Buffett bought $5 billion worth of shares of Lehman Brothers. And when they began to take the poor people's money, his $5 billion were raised to $20 billion. That's what the wicked do. That's what they do. These are not the poor little small nations of the world. This is this wicked nation. It is a vile nation. And it is corrupt. On Sunday, the Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson Jr., indicated in a series of appearances on morning talk shows that an original proposal introduced on Saturday has been widened. They asked for $700 billion. Now they're saying they need more. They must take care of the banks in Germany, Japan, China, Australia, India. Distinction without a difference whether it is foreign or a U.S. one, he said in the interview with Fox. The prospect of being locked out of the bailout set off alarm bells among the chief executives of overseas banks whose American affiliates also hold distressed mortgages-related assets, like Barclays, UBS. The original text provided, the original text provided access of the $700 billion bailout for any financial institution based in the United States. That was the initial concept. As the day wore on, some raised their concern with Treasury Department, arguing that the foreign institutions were both big employers and major players in the American capitalist market. By Saturday evening, the language had been changed to allow financial institutions having significant operations in the United States. You see, this is a nation that it is so wicked that it changed the rules all the time. The wealthy, the rich, they changed the rules to accommodate them and their wealth. And yet there is no relief for the poor man, none whatsoever. And no one wants to call it out. And I will say it like it is. It is not the poor little brown-skinned people in Africa running the world's market. It is not those down there in Haiti. It is just a fact. The world market is run by Caucasian white men. Periods. And that's just a fact. You can deny that, but it is an actual fact. They don't change the rule for the little man that owe a credit card and owe a bank. They will take his land. He misses his tax bill. They take his house. They take everything from him. But the rich man, they say, we will give. We'll take the money from the poor. Makes no difference who you are. A poor white man is considered less, and a poor black man is considered less than anything upon the face of the earth. It makes no difference what your nationality or the context of your skin color. And they're going to oppress the poor and take their money for these rich, filthy swines, birthed out of hell, dogs that are greedy, that cannot have enough, and yet they set them in great esteem and great power and places. And put them, as I said, on the airways that people, that they are convinced that they are doing the right. This is just the tip of the iceberg. As Mr. Greenspan said on this week, that the sins, that's how he said it, that the sins of America is coming back to haunt her. There was a man that made the same statement in 1962. His name was Malcolm X. He said, the rooster is coming home to roost. And they destroyed the man. Mr. Greenspan says that the sins of America, her sins, are returning back to her shores. She has done things so corrupt and wickedly, so vile. Sure, they put people in houses that they knew that they did not have the finance to pay the bills. They did things corruptly and wickedly. Let it come down, Yahweh. What about you? Then we will suffer with it. If we suffer in this, then we go to reign with Yeshua. Let it come down. They're going to give them the monies. But that's not going to save this wicked nation. I will show you why. I'm going to read more articles. But I want to show you something in Scripture. It says in Sirach, in the Apocrypha. It says in Sirach, Sirach 13:3, it says, the Oshir, or a rich man, does wrong. An Oshir, a rich man, he does wrong. He does violently. He does wickedly. And he adds, and he even adds reproach. He even adds even greater depth of wickedness in his wrong, in his act of doing wrong. A poor man suffers wrong, and he must add apologies. That is a true proverb. The rich man, he does wickedly. He does wrong. I recall back in the 70s, it was known in the 80s, it was known as the Keaton Five. It was the thrift. It was the thrift market, where all the thrift loans, they went belly under. And at that time, it was Bush Senior. As we've seen the debacles of Enron, and Mr. McCain was a part of what we call the Keaton Five. They had him literally on tape in a hotel. There was bribes and bribes being talked about. And he was very smooth in his actions. And yet he came out crystal clean. And they had to take from the taxpayers the monies to bail out the thrift loans. And where is the reward to the people? Lower taxes and less regulations upon their monies. They removed all the regulations. It began under Mr. Reagan. It continued under Bush and Clinton. And this man we have, there is no regulation. Yet they place all kinds of regulations on the poor. You must pay your taxes. If you don't, we're going to take your house. That's wicked. That's vile. The rich man doesn't apologize. I want to read a statement what Mr. Bernanke said. This vile serpent out of hell. He's saying to the people, you're going to have to buy the debts. And that's just it. You're going to have to do it. They have their little charades with their little congressional testing of these men. But it means nothing at all. They say they prove them with hard questions. I listened yesterday and it was weak as duck's water. They have no strength at all. They're all part of the scheme. They're all part of this wickedness in this nation. The rich man, he does wrong. And yet when the poor man does one thing, he must apologize. That is the scenario in this nation. And the reason that he does so wickedly, that he is full of the ovon, the iniquity, because there is no Torah, there is no law of restraint in the wicked at all. For they have raised themselves above the standards of Yah. I believe that these men have personal contact from the powers of hell. They have visitations from the forces of darkness. And they bid the course of Shaitan. I believe that. You look at their countenance, their physical features. They are not something that is normal. It is not of a humanistic nature on these creatures. They are creatures birthed out of the belly of hell. I don't believe that. Can I ask you a question, people? Was Joshua birthed by Yah? Did he come out of the belly of a woman? Was Joshua birthed by Yah? Sure it was. And so were the Naphtali, the giants in the earth. They came by this transfusion of those that was celestial with the terrestrial. And so if Joshua came out of the birth of a woman's womb, don't tell me that sons of darkness, children of Satan, are not birthed by the manifestation of his power. For they are. They are birthed that way. And there are those that are birthed from the ruins of hell. They raise up Satan. They are the very personality and the personage of hell. And the people are enraptured by them. They are taken by their smooth ways and their looks and their monies. They are taken by them. It's one thing that Satan said unto Joshua. He says, if you bow down, as he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And this is a wicked nation. There is nothing but a satanic worship in America. It is a satanic worship in all of these Christian church hall houses. These damn houses of ill repute. It is nothing in these whole houses but prostitution. It's prostitution with hell, with spirits of darkness. And they're birthing strange children and their minds are estranged from Yah. That's what it births. And it's not birthing the Ruach of Almighty Yah. So it's raised up as Shaltan. As he said to Joshua, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. He said, all this will I give you. And I use that expression, the glory. I don't like it, but the glory of it. If you will bow down and worship me. And this is one of the nations of the world that bows down and worship Shaltan. The hierarchy of the establishment of this nation. Say what you want to. She is glorified in all the earth. She is not honored like Yah. She has no kabod. But she has made known her splendor in all the earth. All the earth speaks of this whore. Because this is a nation that bows down and worships Shaltan. Your children, your sons are given over to Molech and Melcham to bow down to the deities of hell. He said, I give you everything. Do not America use the vast of the wealth of the world? She used all the natural ores, all of the fuel. She used more than any nation, only about 3% of the world's population. And she consumes more than everyone, clothing, food, and everything. She is a wicked whore, for she has been birthed by Yah, raised up, that he is going to get out of because she has despised the truth of Yah. She has raised up a children that raises hell against Yah. And they don't even apologize for nothing. They raided a nation and cannot say that we were wrong. Those in power have killed children as collateral damage. They call it collateral damage. Killing someone's child. And they call Osama the terrorist. And they're terrorizing the people. She has been raised up by hell. And I believe that Joshua came to the lineage of Miriam and Yosef. He had not touched her. But he was birthed by the very living power, the word of Yahweh. Just like that was birthed in Eve and Shavah to disobey Yah's commandment. He has birthed men by his own seed. And they have been raised up in the earth. And they are wealthy, powerful men that rules the minds of the people. The media, they're writing texts. It rules the minds of the people. It tells you how to act. Come on. Tells you how to dress, daughters of Zion. Tells you how to treat your husband. Tells you, it explains to you what a fine man is. Not what scripture says a wonderful and excellent a tough man is. I might have been twisted so by hell and the powers of darkness. You can't even identify a tough man or a beautiful wife. You don't even know what it is. She's been raised up by hell. These are those that have been birthed of hell, and they lead the people into this worship of Shaitan. That's what they lead the people into. Don't the whole houses tell you all, tell the people that, quote, God wants you to be rich, unquote? There's only one that says, oh, Yah makes poor and he makes rich. He makes poor and he makes Oshia. And the Oshia of Yah is more. Abraham was Oshia, but he had the wisdom of Yah. He had the understanding of the Torah of Yah. A man can have gold and silver without the Oshia of the wealth of the Torah. It is of no power and no substance. He's a fool. So Shaitan has raised up a nation against Yah and a people that truly bows down and worth him, and their seed is of the seed of hell. Yahshua said that you are of your father, the devil, and the will of your father will you do. So the rich man, he doesn't apologize. He does wrong. And these rich men are doing wrong. They're wealthy. One like Mr. Clinton, he's been out of office 8 years, not even 8 years. He has made over $100 million in 8 years. $100 million in 8 years. All of our lives and your children, you will not make that kind of money. But that's all right. Yah has it all in control. I want to read this. It says, a rich man, it says, a rich man will exploit you. He will exploit you if you can be of use to him. You see, the poor is just of use to the rich man. They are exploiting us. They're taking advantage of us, of our minds. That's why, brothers and sisters, we need the mind of Yahshua. The rich man will exploit you if you can be of use to him. You see the little welfare mother, she of use to the rich man now. The little mother that's out working at McDonald's, she of use to the rich man. So he's going to exploit her. He's going to take advantage of her. Who stands for the poor? Who's going to stand for them? So the rich will exploit you if you can be of use to him. But if you are in need, he will forsake you. He will. So these cronies of senators are crying for those that they say not just only Wall Street, but Main Street as well. So they're crying. And they say it's not partisan. They are lying dogs. Well, we don't want other bills or any other things a part of this to prevent this passing of this bill. So those that are suffering, the poor mother who has labored all her life, saved her little $8,000 and purchased a house, now it is in bankruptcy because the payment has gone from $452 to $1,300 a month. So who is going to stand for her? The rich man is going to exploit her. He's going to exploit her. He's going to use her. He's going to take advantage of her. And because they are richer, then they don't even care about the poor. This nation cares nothing about the poor. They use the poor to exploit them. They use them to get richer and to procure more wealth unto them. It is not that there is a genuine concern for the poor out of this nation. Because this nation, as I said, as Shaitan, as Yahshua was birth of Yah, the seed was placed in Miriam. So are there men that the seed of Shaitan, just like the anti-Messiah and the prophet that shall rise up with the false lies and Simeon or miracles, that if it was possible, he would deceive the very elect. He is of the birth of Shaitan. He has the nature, he has the mind. He is of the same seed, the Zira of Shaitan. Was not Yahshua the Zira, the seed of Yah? So are there those that have been birthed by Shaitan, that there has been interaction with the women And there has been a birth that has come out by the powers of hell. For the Melech, the Melechim, looked upon the daughters of Tizion and saw that they were beautiful and they were fair. And it says, and they went into them and they produced these giant men, Nephilim, men that was huge, massive men, strong and powerful. And Shaltan has gone in his seed and it has risen up in this nation. It is a nation that worship Shaltan. This is the only nation that rules all the kingdoms. This is the only nation that rules all the kingdoms. He said, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you all the kingdoms and the honor and the beauty of them. This nation, the people, they have bowed down because there's a seed of Shaltan that permeates out of this nation. You don't have to buy it, but it's still the truth. Hallelujah. That's why Yah must raise up men that will feed us with knowledge, with the understanding of his truth. The rich cares nothing for the poor. He abuses him. He uses him for his own purpose. And that's what they're using the poor, the richer. They have lived such lives of lavishness. $15,000 a night hotel room. Lear jets that fly them all over the world. And yet they're going to take the little poor hireling and oppress that little mother, where she cannot spend time with her children. And her children have no discipline, no control. Because she's working two jobs to try to maintain, to put food in the house and pay this enormous electric bill that the oil keeps, the price of oil is going up. And this nation oppressed them. And the poor says, how much she got left? I don't want her to have one slither of a penny. I want every dime. That's the way the rich are. They want every penny. They want every penny. They want every penny. They want every penny. And so they care not for the poor. None whatsoever. Yah speaks to us, Yisrael. But he speaks to show us that we may see the spirit that operates or performs in this nation as it was in the day with Jeremiah when he spoke unto Yisrael. And this is for any people. When this happens, this is what's going to transpire in the nation. It says in Jeremiah 5:25. I wanted to speak a message tonight of strength, but this is of strength as well. We need to understand this. His people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. He says this, look what he says. Mr. Greenspan says the sins of America, they're coming back. She has spent without money. She had no money to buy what she bought. And she spent it looking down strategically 20 years down the road. That's not how you spend. You don't spend money looking 2 or 3 years down the road. This is what the scripture says in Jeremiah 5:25. Yah says to Israel and this is the Indian nation. He says, your avon, your iniquity. No rule of Torah, no power of Torah. He said, has turned away these blessings. Has turned away the security of Yah, the blessings of Yah. He says, and your sins have withholden tough things from you. It has withholden the Sadiq of the righteous things of Yah from you. This is the nation that's in sin. What he's using here, or what he's dealing with, is Israel. He has given us, understanding. When a nation is full of their poverty, it's wicked, it's depraved. It is a sinful, wicked nation. It is because of their avon, their iniquity. Their iniquity because they have no rule of Torah. There's a law of lending and borrowing. After 7 years of a man owe you, he is free from the debt. Not in this nation. You do something, you did something 33 years ago. It still haunts you today. That's how wicked this nation is. Yet the rich man can go steal and kill and he gets exonerated. He gets a presidential pardon. He gets a government pardon. Yet the poor man suffers greatly. Listen, verse 26. He says, for among, I like the way he says this. For among, not all, for among my people. He didn't say all his people. As Deacon reminds us, he said, for among, in the mess, among. He said, among my people, I found wicked men. Now, wicked men today, Russia. They have nothing to govern them. He said, among my people, I found wicked men. They lay wait as he that sets a snare. They set a trap. They catch men. And if you tell me that this is not a snare, that this wicked nation, for among his people are found wicked men. And if you tell me this is not a snare for your children and your children's children, that's why they don't want the women aborting the babies away, because they need a multitude of people for revenue. That's why they don't want that. That's why they want the little girls to have babies out of both draw legs. They need that to produce money. That's why they don't mind the Mexicans coming or the foreign sneaking in here. And they don't want them to do it legally. They want the Social Security money to be taken out that they can't file, because the wicked will do wickedly. And they don't understand judgment. They think they're going to get by, brothers and sisters. America thinks she's going to get by. The wicked don't understand judgment. The wicked do not understand what judgment is. So they want the Mexicans to come. They want them to come over in the droves. All they want, those that hire them, take out the Social Security, federal income taxes, and the taxes. Because they know they can never get the money. They need the source of money. That's what the wealthy do. That's what Mr. Paulson and Mr. Bernanke, they're pressing, and they will suppress the people. That's what they're doing, brothers and sisters. We can see what happened in Israel when people lose their moral compass. And we need a Torah to teach us what moral compass, or keep us our sights on Yah, brothers and sisters. We need that. Without that, then there's no restraint upon us. We'll do anything. We will. This is wrong what they're doing. It's not right. It's not right. It's not right for that little poor mother, these rich, powerful men in their $2-3 million home. What in the mountains of Sweden, in the Asp? What in Colorado? What in New York? Place in Los Angeles. Mr. McCain has more cars than we have in this whole place. Just him alone and his wife. The wicked care not for the poor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This nation doesn't care for the poor. For among my people are found wicked men. They set traps to snare to catch men. It says in verse 27, this is profound. He said, as a cage is full of birds, listen now, so are their houses full of mirmah, deceit. They're deceiving the people. They're full of lies, full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and they are waxen rich. Their house is full of lies. Is not Shaitan the father of lies and deceit? That's why no lie is going to tarry before Yah. And because they're full of lies, brothers and sisters, they have become great. So we look at these men. Oh, they're great. They're mighty men. And they have become, they have waxed, they have grown rich. Very powerful. They have become Osha, not Oshia, but Osha. And that actually means to enrich oneself, or to pretend one is rich. Is not that the nature of America? She pretends she's rich. Not the Oshia of Yah, but the Osha. Oshia. A-W-S-H-E-E-R and A-W-S-H-A-R. Osha. They pretend that they're rich. They pretend. They enrich themselves. So they're not concerned with the poor man. They're full of deceit. They sit there and they lie. They said, we're concerned about Main Street. They're not concerned about Main Street. They've already down here in Galveston, Texas, the place was decimated. It was decimated. $50 billion already to begin work down there. $50 billion. And it took them weeks and months down there in New Orleans to begin to send a nickel down there. They've already sent 50 billion. Now, who you think going to make the 50 billion? You think Brother James and those are going to go around there and cut trees and make 50 billion and make some of that money? It's going to be the rich and the powerful. It's going to be the lobbyists and those that gives to the campaign. They're going to make the money. They're going to make the bulk of the 50 billion now. $50 billion already sent. $50 billion already sent. This is a depraved, damn wicked nation. And we can try to say it is not so. We can try to say it's not based upon the skin color and things like that. But that's not so, brothers and sisters. Those were rich people in Galveston. The homes are $500,000 homes on the water. And immediately the money went down there. We can say what we want to. It is a fact of reality. We must deal with it. We as Israel cannot purport these lies and be a part of it. We cannot strengthen the hands of a Barack Obama or Land Dog McCain. We cannot. We must strengthen the hand of Israel. We cannot strengthen these dogs' hand. We can send. We cannot send Barack Hussein $50 or $10, not one nickel. No more we send a dog like McCain. Hallelujah. We send them nothing. Just pray, Yah, you choose your man. And he's going to pick the man of the nature of America. Mr. Bush is a deceiver. He deceived the nation into a war, killing babies. The blood is on our hands. And we participate in the system. We are part of the acts of the system. The blood is on your hand, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. So he's on a lie. Destroyed people and killed them. And he has no conscience because his conscience is seared. He is of his father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. Mr. Bush lied from the beginning. And he is still a liar. He is still a liar. And all of them are liars because they're politicians and they're liars. Whether it's Barack, whether it's Mr. McCain, whether it's Hillary Clinton, whether it's Jesse Jackson. They're liars. They're corrupt as hell. And they don't care about the poor. They don't live like you live. The homes are not like yours. They have servants. The homes are taken care by maids. The wives don't clean and cook. They got chefs and butlers. They turn the ignorant people against one another. The poor people, because the scripture is even in Shurach, it says that a poor man speaks and no one hears him. But the rich man speaks and everyone hears the rich man. They won't hear a poor man, and he speaks with more wisdom than the rich man. Hallelujah. They become rich. They're waxed fat. They are waxed fat. They shine. Yes. They overlook the deeds of the wicked. They don't care about Lehman Brothers. I remember back in the days, and I recall when America... I watched that on television, the Senate committee on the hearing of Chrysler. His name was Mr. Iacocca. When they gave him $6 billion. Laissez-faire is what the government, that is the expression they would use, laissez-faire. It's when the government strengthens or takes over a corporation or gives money or loan money to a corporation. See, it should not be done. Because these are private entities. And I recall Mr. Iacocca saying, you either give us the money or the economy will fail. And they put on this front for the people. I remember during the King Five, Mr. McCain, and how Milken, how they stole billions of dollars. They slapped their hands. They went to prison for 6 months. They come right back out, billionaires, millionaires. A little poor man steal, and they put him in prison for life. He goes out and steal bread for his babies. They put him in prison for life. He goes to the store and steals something. They press him, and they persecute him to the fullness. There's a wickedness in this land, and it's going to pay. They overlook the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the real cause, the cause of the fatherless. They don't judge that. They don't care about a little mother with babies. Oh, yes, she sinned. And she's miserable in her sin, and yet she's humble. She's not an arrogant Jezebel. They don't care about that. They don't judge her cause. They don't judge that. Who says she ought to take responsibility? Well, tell me, these fat waxen dogs, are not they take responsibility? Should they not? Why are not the Rush Limbaughs crying out that? Tell me. Why are not the Wolf Blitzers crying out they ought to take responsibility? These pigs raised up by hell. Your little poor mother, well, she ought to take responsibility. She got to be responsible. What about these fat hogs? They're waxed fat. Should they take responsibility of Lehman Brothers? Or IGA? Taking the little widow's money that got three babies that you say she ought to take responsibility. She's taking more responsibility than them fat dogs. Wicked dogs out of hell. They don't judge the fatherless. They don't care about the fatherless. Not one bit at all. They don't care. They send you $400 a month. $212 a month for the youngins. And they want to know where you spend that. Where is she going to spend $212 for a youngin? Tell me. Where she's going to spend $1,000 with four or five youngins. What is that going to do? Tell me. But yet they don't even want to be responsible for the $700 million. They don't want no oversight of the $700 billion. They just want to give it to the institutions that the executives are going to take tremendous parachutes. I was reading an article the other day that $50 billion in Iraq. $50 billion, that's just the tip of the iceberg. $50 billion, they don't know where it went to. They don't know how it got lost. Stolen, fraudulent. Rich people setting up false corporations. Rich white men. That's the truth. Taking people of color, saying, you start your minority, you start this. Corporation get billions of dollars, and they give it the pittance. Stealing the bodies. Causing the sons to die for these wicked, rich dogs out of hell. Sending them there, their minds being messed up in the battles of war. Giving them drugs and their food to keep them sedated. They do that. There's a thing they do in prison. They used to do it all the time. It's a thing they call soft pita. So it doesn't cause a man to get aroused. And they feed that, put that in the food to keep him so he doesn't rape the other inmates. And that's what they do. They do stuff like that. They experiment. The wicked always experiment with the poor. He always does that. He wants to see the actions of the poor, how he responds. The rich, they have always done that, brothers and sisters. This is not something new. They don't judge the cause of the fatherless. For a nation does that, woe unto them. And that's what Yisrael began to do. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. He said, look now, it says in verse 28, yet they prosper. Yet they get rich. This nation doesn't do that. Yet the rich get richer. And the poor get poorer. And the right of the needy, they do not judge. Isn't that what's taking place? That little mother, listen, brothers and sisters. The little father there with her, he's making $7 an hour. She's making $9, he's making $8. There are a lot of people make that kind of money an hour. That's the reality of the workforce out there. You think they're making $12, $15 an hour? You are sick. That's the reality of the workforce. He's making $9, she's making $8.50. They're taking their little monies, trying to pay for a house that the loan officer lied. And they wanted the house so desperately. And they were so caught up in the euphoric. Say, look, I'll get your paper down to $365. And it will graduate over time. But you'll be making that kind of money over time. And he is so excited, she is too. So they go for it. They take 60% of their salary just for the house payment. 60%. And now they've lost the house. And now the shelters are feeling. They're not even concerned about the cost of Main Street. They're not concerned about the poor, the derelict, those that have no place to stay. They don't give a nickers with a hoot about them. The rich will drink wine. They will sit and drink champagne. And when this bill is passed, they will say, toast, boys. Well, I know Martin, he's going to get $33 million. We'll shave it a few million to make it look nice. The Johnnies, they say, Jimmy, all we got for you, we know you worked here 33 years, but No job for you. We're going to give you, for every year you were here, we're going to give you a week's pay for that severance. And he must go and try to fend for his family. That's wickedness. And the rich will get fatter. And they will take your money, the monies of the tax people. I remember this. Let me say this. I'm going to finish. I remember when I worked at IBM. It was a young man. He was a Caucasian. He had graduated from Michigan State. It was one thing about Michigan State graduates, especially packaging engineers. For some reason, IBM loved them. And they would hire a lot of them. And he was a very masculine young man. And we would dialogue, we would talk all the time because I would interact with many of the engineers and we would talk all the time. And one day we were talking and he says to me, David, you ought to go back to school and get your degree because you have a plethora of wisdom to counsel people. And we were talking about the state of America. And he looks at me. This young man was on his way to the war college. He was going into the military to be commissioned as an officer. I'll never forget what he said. I was startled at what he says. He says this to me. He said, I want to tell you something. He said, this nation can never change. And he was not what we call, quote, a Christian, unquote. He said, it will never change. And the only thing that will bring about a radical change in this nation, there must be a revolution. The government must come down. Now, I'm looking at this man that is on his way to the war college to study how to kill people and to destroy them. He said, that is the only way that is going to change. Well, the government is coming down. And Yahweh is going to bring the horde down. She's going to reel like a drunken Jezebel in the dark obscurity of her own wickedness. She will not be able to see. And brothers and sisters, I warn us, you cannot become a participant in the activities of this nation. You better cleanse yourself. You better come out of her. You better separate yourself from her. You cannot be a part of her activities and her desires. You cannot be a part of it because it will blind you. It will blind you. You go out there and watch the wicked. David says, I beheld the wicked, their manifestation, their power, their glitz and their glamour, their shine of the face and their fatness. He said, I beheld them. I looked at them and I almost fell. Literally almost lost my nephesh. You watch the wicked and see what happens. You keep your eyes on the wicked and see if you will not fall. You will fall. You're going to fall. A man that had riches like him. And yet there were those that were more richer than him. Those men that came to Eob, they were not poor men. Hallelujah. They had the Osha of Yah. They had the riches of Yah. Yah says in verse 29, shall I not visit for these things, saith Yah? Shall I not? Is it right for me to visit? Shall I not visit this nation? Can we not see the very same principles in this nation here? Yah says, shall I not visit, says Yah. Shall not my nephesh, shall not my being be avenged, nor harm, be avenged on such a nation as this? That is the present tense. Shall not my inward expression be avenged upon a nation such as this? What he expressed of Israel, does not this nation characterize the same demeanor? Sure it does. It is of the same character and the same nature. So Yah says, shall not my being be avenged upon a nation as such? He's going to wreak havoc upon this whore for what it has done to the people. Let me read this. I'm going to go on. This is political, the source. It says, quote, congressional leaders said after meeting Thursday evening last week with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, that as much as $1 trillion could be needed to avoid imminent meltdown of the U.S. financial system. No, the rich boys country club. The rich boys way of life. Because when a man is poor, what can you do to him when he has nowhere to sleep? He has no home. He has to scrounge for his meal. What? How far can he go? But the rich man, he must live in his palatial palaces and fly in his little jets. And he gets weary when his stock falls. And when he looks in his portfolio and see that it has dropped 3%. He gets aroused. He gets crazy. He gets belligerent. Mr. Paulson also said, Paulson announced plans Friday morning for, look at this now, they say, for a bold approach that will cost hundreds of billions of dollars. At a news conference at Treasury headquarters, he called for a temporary assess relief program. See, they use these terms and phraseology that most people will not even assess what they're saying. To take bad mortgages off the book of the nation's financial institution. Now, you think that they're going to give the poor people money to help? No, they're going to take care of the financial institution. Congressional leaders had left Washington on Friday, but Paulson planned to confer with them over the weekend. We're talking hundreds of billions, Paulson told reporters. This needs to be big enough to make a real difference and get to the heart of the problem. Listen now. There's no one listen to me and have any money in the stock market. It says because of that, stock market soared around the world in anticipation of the rescue, with British and Chinese indexes recording the biggest gain ever. The poor woman still works for $7.50 an hour. She's still out there sweeping the floors of Lehman Brothers' offices. But the biggest gains were those of the wealthy, because there are no poor people in the stock market. They have no money invested in the Dow or the Nikkei, the Hang Seng. They have no money in the Standard & Poor's or the NASDAQ. They don't. They are poor. Their standard has been poor. And they're trying to provide bread on the table for their children. Now, you see the mentality and the mindset, a bold new approach, a bold new approach. Look what Scripture says. Now, I want to show you where the Spirit comes from, brothers and sisters. I want to say, turn quickly to the 9th chapter of Jeremiah. It's one thing that these are enemies of Yahweh's people. You understand, the enemy is trying to find the people of Israel. And Yah says this in Jeremiah 9:23. It says, this says Yah, let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man boast in his might. Let not the rich man boast in his riches. But let him that rejoice in this. Listen, brothers and sisters, riches mean nothing. Jeremiah 9:24, Jeremiah. You that rejoice in this, that he understands, and Yada, he knows me, that I am Yahweh, which exercise love kindness. See Mishpatim, judgment, Mishpat, whereby the rich do not. And Sudik, his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, he said, in the earth. For in these things I delight, says Yah. That this is what we must delight in. You understand, brothers and sisters? We judge righteously. We do things in the righteous manner. We execute the love kindness of Almighty Yahweh. We don't boast in the riches of the rich. We boast in our Abba because he is mighty. You see what Mr. Paulson said? This must be a bold. A bold new initiative. What's so bold about it? You're going to take the monies from the poor. You're going to enslave their children for 10 generations. And they must, someone is going to have to pay the debt. $1 trillion has got to come from somewhere. It must be paid. Where do you think they're going to get the money from? They got to borrow it. China, Russia, they borrow money from little countries like Singapore. They borrow money from Iran. They will tell us lies that they don't, but they borrow money from Iran. Every nation. That's what they do. They borrow money. That's how they do it. What do you mean? Buy the treasury bills. We need you to buy $700 billion worth of treasury bill. Guaranteed 5% over 30 years. Well, a man, that's if he's going to spend $1 billion on treasury bill, he know that in 30 years, he's going to make $300 million. So what? Spin it. He can't wait 30 years for his children. He doesn't mind that. That's how this works. So your children must, they must pony up the $300 million for him. They're speaking lies. And they're going to pass the bill and they're going to pop their bubbly. The city going to go home and tell lies to the people. Because they have hell, their birth, there's some initiative you have to take to be a part of that social twisted mindset. They lie without even batting an eye. They lie without taking a breath. They love the way of lying. They have made lying a way of life. They rob, they steal. They're greedy as dogs. We think that this nation has a standard. I was listening. I was telling Brother James, I was listening as they were interviewing Mr. Ahmadinejad because of the United Nations meeting on yesterday where Mr. Bush spoke. And they were interviewing Mr. Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. And so the man says to him, I can't think of his name. I know his name, but I can't think of his name. He says to Mr. Ahmadinejad, he says, why do you oppress the people? Why do you don't allow people to put their names on the ballot? And why they can't put their names on the ballot? He says, we have more freedom than you. He said, there were 7 people that ran for president. Look at me. I'm not a part of the elitist, but I won the presidency. He said, you only have a 2-party system here. You don't allow just anyone to put their name on the ballot. He said, we allow thousands of people to put their names on the ballot. He said, why is it that you asking me why we don't allow that? And if one wants to run as an independent candidate, he has to go through a 10 yards of hell to put his name on the ballot in every state. And yet we think that our standards are so right in the West that our standards. He says to Mr. Ahmadinejad, I would ask you a question. What is the last American book you read? What book do you read? Do you listen to Led Zeppelin? I don't listen to the punk Led Zeppelin. Do you listen to groups like Led Zeppelin and groups like that? And of course, Mr. Ahmadinejad, he chuckled. I would ask you a question, sir. When the last time you, what's the last book you read from Iran? What Iranian group you listen to? Why do we think that this standard is the right standard? Why do we believe that? Why do we think we must impose that on the other parts of the world? It's the standard of death and hell. There's a standard of thievery and wickedness, killing. And why did that unwicked, that unrighteous wicked man think that Mr. Ahmadinejad was more wicked than him? He said, we have thousands of people on our ballots. You only have one of the Republican or the Democratic Party. He said, we have thousands of parties in our country. And you are trying to chase me about what we do and you all do. You just have a 2-party communist system. I'm putting that in. That's all America is. Russia have a 1 system, the Dumas. That's the party in Russia, the Dumas, the Communist Party. And that's all America has. It's a 2-party communist system. That's all it has. Republican and Democrat. That's it. You don't get your name off whether you run a libertarian, whether you run an independent. They give you no play at all in this country. They don't even allow you to be a part of the debate. Yet in those countries, they allowed all 7 candidates to be a part of the debate. But yet in this country, they don't even allow you to be a part of the debate. You think they're going to allow Raff Nader to be a part of the debate? He's running for the independent or the libertarian, Cynthia McKinney. You think they're going to allow them to be a part of this debate out in California that Barack and McCain are going to have? Come on, Israel. And we think that this standard, he's trying to question Ms. Amajinadat and knows nothing probably about the country. This country is a nation of propaganda. It tells us lies, and we believe it. We believe it. We believe everything it says. We question nothing. And yet they question this man. And yet we will not question our own ways and our own wickedness, brothers and sisters. But for us, Israel, Yah says he's going to show his love, kindness, and his strength toward us. And he's going to, when Yahweh judges us, this is a great strength of kindness. That's why we ought to rejoice when he judges us. He makes himself known to us when he judges us, that we do not act like the wicked and carry ourselves like those that are of horn, that are full of iniquity. So when Yah judges you, you ought to just shout with great rejoicing that this is his correction unto Israel. That's what he does. And he is not going to stop judging us. I don't want him to stop judging me. I want my thoughts to be judged. I want every act that I do to be judged. I want my deeds and my actions. I want my interaction with the brothers and sisters. I want everything to be judged by Yah. I want my own conscience to judge me. I want my conscience to condemn me, because if it condemns me, Yah's greater than that. If your conscience never condemns you, something is wrong. If you do things where your conscience don't condemn you, come on, brothers and sisters, something is wrong. If you do things where your conscience do not trouble you, then something is wrong. If you do things that your conscience is not affected by, something is wrong. He gives us that for a stopgate. He said, if your conscience trouble you, then I'm greater than your conscience. And you ought to know you ought to get it right. You know you did wrong. Your conscience let you know you did wrong. Then you know that I know it's wrong. Hallelujah. Come on, Israel. We ought to be glad that our conscience does not see it. Whereby when our conscience doesn't tell us and convince us that we're doing things that are wickedly wrong. These men have no conscience. Bernanke has no country. Paulson, come on, he was a rich man. He was the chairman of Lehman Brothers. Come on, brothers and sisters. He was the chairman. He just only been... Treasury, Paulson has just only been in the Bush cabinet for 2 years. He left Lehman Brothers. When he left with about $300 million. I heard them ask him a question. What, under your watch, what was taking place? Oh, that was a part. He wants Lehman Brothers. Come on. He still has stock there. He's going to get paid for that. He left with $300 million. Just like Raymond with Exxon, he retired last year with $300 million. This hog with a chin down to his navel. Come on, Israel. Yeah. So he's going to bail his boys out. He's going to take your money and oppress you and bail his boys out. That's wicked. Yeah. You let a poor man miss his tax statement. I saw today as I purchased one of the papers down here in this little town. As they do in every city, they got all the tax delinquencies. Little old tax, $120, $80. You let them folks, someone go down, the rich man go pay that tax. Next year, they're out of there. It belongs to them. That's the way the system is, always against the poor man. It's not for us that have no physical wealth. We have a wealth that is greater than the physical wealth, brothers and sisters. But the wealth of Almighty Yah, we have the Osha, the Osha, the Osha. We have the Osha. We have the Oshia of Yah, not the Osha. Hallelujah. Let me turn quickly to Michael. I want to read a few more verses. I want to close, but I want to read this. It says in Micah chapter 6, verse 9. Now, this is the wickedness of Israel. I want to show you something here, all right? Now, tell me if this is not the case of this nation. Micah 6 verse 9, Yahweh's voice cries to the city. And the matter of wisdom, only this now. You all have that Micah 9, 6. Yes, the voice of Yah cries to the city. And I like this next part here. And the man of wisdom shall see your name. Only those that are wise. Wise men still only seek the true identity of the name of Yah. He said, the wise men shall see your name. They shall see your name. Listen for the rod. And to the one who has appointed the rod. His rod is correction. That's how he's going to correct Israel with his rod. And there yet the treasure of the wicked. And there yet the treasure of the wicked in the house of the wicked. And the scant measure that is abominable. What they have, their treasure is nothing. It's abominable, it's vile, it's a filthy thing. Yah says, shall I count them pure with the wicked balance? He said, these women that rob and steal, shall I count them pure? That take back by fraud and withhold and take away from the poor. Shall I count them pure? They're not pure. This nation is not pure, brothers and sisters. And he said, with the bag and with the bag of deceitful weights. They weigh down on the people. Their weights are weighing down on the people. The people are crying out. They're oppressing them with these mortgages that oppress the families and the homes and cause the daddy to run away from his wife and the wife to lose her mind to go to a mental institution and drugs in her body. Come on. The weight is deceitful. They do things very deceitful. He says, for the rich man, therefore full of violence. The rich men are full of violence. It was the neocons and the rich that said to Mr. Bush, tear down Saddam. For we need that gas, the oil. That's who said that. Mr. Putin says, we're going to destroy Georgia and Shakafili. Because there's a pipeline that runs there. And they had American soldiers there to protect nothing but the pipeline. And it runs through Syria. And Russia's a major player in the oil market today. So the wicked, the rich, they do violence. Is this not a rich nation? Is it not full of violence? It's full of violence, isn't it? It kills other leaders and other countries, doesn't it? That's what it says here. For the rich man thereof, they are full. They are full of violence. And rich men are full. They will kill you and cut your throat because they're full of violence. Yet poor men kill each other out of their own hurt and distress and folly. Rich men will kill you because they're full of violence. They're full of violence. You go to the boardroom, Mr. Paulson lost. He lost $30 million on his stock options. He is full of violence. He's going to raise shenanigans with that VP for losing money like that. And the inhabitants thereof have spoken lies. And their tongue is deceitful in their lies. Mr. Paulson is lying. Mr. Bernanke is telling us a lie. They're deceitful men. Their tongues are full of deceit and lies. He said, therefore also, Yah said, I will make you sick in smiting you. Is not this nation sick today? The folks are worried about their retirement. They're worried about their money. They're sick because Yah says, I'm going to smite you. I'm going to smite you, nation, and making you desolate because of your wickedness, your sins. You shall eat, but shalt not. You shall not be shabbat. You shall not be filled, you shall not be satisfied. And your inside shall be empty. These rich folks today, they're empty today. This nation is empty. They eat, but they're not shabbat, they're not satisfied. And they're empty, their minds are empty. Listen, brothers and sisters, hear what I'm saying. This is vital. This is important. They're empty people today. They have nothing in them. They are empty. He said, you have nothing in you. You shall store up. But not save. This nation says it's storing up its resources. But there is nothing in their saving tillage. No money's there. This nation saves nothing. But yet they say they save. But there's nothing there. And that which you have saved will I give up to the swords. The sword is the representation and a metaphor of war. It's not the saving of this nation what they say if they're saved. They're spending $1 billion a day in Iraq. They have 60,000 troops in Afghanistan. And the nations hate this country. And so all that they have saved is being given to the sword. Did not that they say that we had a $352 billion surplus when Mr. Jack Daddy, Pimp Daddy, adulterous whore Clinton left the office? We had a $300+ billion surplus. And all that has been given to the sword. So that which you have saved has been given to the sword because of your wickedness, because of your vile ways, and your nature which is corrupt. This nation is a wicked, vile nation. And Shaitan hath raised up these Christian pimps These whoremongers to say that she's pleasant, she's sweet, she's a liar. She's not sweet. I'm going to show you why. Am I closing? Why? There's a reason why. Because there are statues in this nation. They're not the statues of Yah, but they're the statues of hell. I'll show you. He says in verse 15, you shall sow, but you shall not reap. This is a nation that sow much, but it doesn't reap. All these wealthy nations, Japan, Britain, all those nations. I was talking to Brother Allen today. I said, you know, Brother Allen, it is something that we get things. We don't get the full process of what news is, that we can do a critical analogy on it. And we know what's happening there in Zimbabwe and those British, Zimbabwe was a British colony. And the man that's the president now, his name is Mr. Mugabe. You've heard of that name, Mugabe. And Mr. Mugabe, what he did, all the white farmers own all the land, all the resources, they own that. And so for 15 years, he negotiated with the British government, saying, look, it must be some kind, that was my platform for presidency. It has to be a platform for some kind of redistribution. For 15 years, he begged, he pled. We don't hear that. He said, just let the people have some of the land. Give them some of the land. They own nothing. You British own, you got to understand those islands or those peninsulas like Britain and France. What they did, they would go and take nations because they really don't have the resources to feed the people in the country. The foods are imported. British, the people in Britain and France, they eat anything like the Chinese. They eat rats, anything that they move there, eat it. That's just the truth. So for 15 years, Mr. Mugabe negotiated with them, please let the people, the poor, let them have some of the land. And then when they were, all of a sudden, he just started kicking everyone off the land. That's what he did. But we don't hear those kinds of things. We don't hear what's really happening in the world because we're given to so much frivolity and foolishness. We don't want to hear. Our minds are so fickle. We love shopping at Roses or Family Dollars. We get excited about that. That's just the truth, brothers and sisters. That's just the truth. His people are destroyed because they lack knowledge. He said, what you have saved, I will give to the sword. That's what I will do. Verse 15, he says, you sow, but you shall not reap. You tread the olives, but you shall not anoint you with oil and sweet wine, but shall drink, and shall not drink the wine. Why? Verse 16 is the key. For the statutes, listen now, not of Yah, of Omri, this wicked one that did more wickedness in the sight of Yah than anyone. He said, it has not America done more wickedness than any nation that preceded it? Come on, Israel. Because the statutes of Omri is in this nation. Not the statutes of the Torah, not the statutes of Yah, but the statutes of Omri are kept. The statutes of Omri are kept. And he said, and not some, but all the works of the house of Ahab. Wickedness. And you walk in their counsel. This nation walk in the counsel of Omri. I will show you a little about Omri. That I shall make you desolate and the inhabitants thereof and hissen. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people. You shall bear the reproach. Now let me read this. Just listen to this. It says in Malachi 16:30. And Ahab the son of Omri. He's the son of Omri. Ahab did evil in the sight of Yah above. Is not this nation doing wicked in the sight of Yah above every nation? See, that's what Ahab did, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of Yah above all that were before him. It says in the 25th verse of the same chapter, 1 Kings 16:25, but Omri worked evil in the eyes of Yahweh and did worse than all that were before him. And so these are the statutes of America, the statutes of Omri. We do evil, and the next generation does more evil than the one before it. And the next generation after that does more evil than the two before it. And the one after that does more wickedly and evil than the one before it. So we have the statutes of Omri. This is a wicked nation. It oppresses. It leads the people into idolatry. That's what Jeroboam did. He led the people into idolatry. He led them into false worship. That's what America is. She's based on religious freedom, but it's a freedom of false worship. It's idolatry. It is the forgetting of the Torah of Yah. Destroying the Torah of Yah. It is to speak against the Torah of Yah. And so the starches of Omri, they're wicked. And they lead men to death. There's a sore evil in the land. The wages of the wicked kept back by their own destruction. I want to close with this. It says in Yaakov. And this is the cry. James 5:1. That's much more, but I want to close here. Y'all get too weary. Y'all don't like it. I like the word of Yah. I like studying the word. I love reading. I don't ever have a set message. I had something I wanted to preach. I was talking with Deacon Horn, and we were talking. I said, because my mind was on something else. When I listened to this perverted talk of these men, their lies and their corruption, we must prepare ourselves, brothers and sisters. We cannot be so lackadaisical and so drunk with the cares of this world. We cannot, brothers. We got to be aware. We must. We must resist that spirit of lethargism. We're lethargic people. But it says this in Yaakov, James 5:1. It says, and this is the judgment, the mishpatim of Yah against these wicked unbelievers and their riches. He says, go to now, you rich men. And he tells them to weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Miseries are coming upon this wicked nation. You don't have the body, makes no difference. He said, but your misery shall come upon you. He said, your riches are corrupt. They're wicked. They're perverted. They kill for the oil of Iraq. They try to bring down the government of Iran. They desecrate the character of a man like Chavez. That was won. He won the election in a democratic process by voting. He says, your riches are corrupt and your garments are moth-eaten. You have nothing to cover you. The moth eats your garments. You have no righteousness. You have no purity at all. He says, your gold and your silver is cankered. It's rusted. When gold rusts and silver, something is violently wicked in the land. He said, the rust of them shall be a witness against you. You've held it back. You stingy dogs, you made 10,000 of the man and you paid him one penny. Didn't even give him that. And you held a half a cent that back by defraud. He said, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. And the fire has been set to these wicked folks today. Let the fire kindle ya. They're burning, they're running, they're trying to see how they're going to save their wealth. You have heaped treasures to yourself. For the last days, you're saying that I'm going to eat, drink, and be happy because I have much and I'm going to build me a bigger house. I don't want a $3 million, I want a $25 million one. Yah says, behold, the hire of the labor who have reaped down your field, worked in your factories. Mr. Walmart, the four Waltons, they are the third, fourth, fifth, six riches in the world. They even supersede Mr. Paul Allen. And he was the man that helped start Microsoft with Bill Gates. All of his youngins. 27 billion dollars. And they won't even give the little folks in Walmart even what they call a little health insurance. Little mother trying to work a youngin sick. She has no emuna. She has no faith. They don't give them a dime. Hell with Walmart and Sam Martu. He says, behold the hire of the labor who have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud. You pay them pittery. They labor for you. You steal from them. You rob that you may become a billionaire. Cries. He did not say the same, man, did he? He said the hire and the labor. That's what he said. He said the hire and the labor. He said cries. And the cry of them which have reaped have entered into the ear of Yahweh, of the mighty one of Sabaoth. The one of warring and the one of destruction. Yahweh has says, you have lived in pleasure on the earth. You have had no need of anything. And you have been wanting wickedly, greedy, never having enough. You have nourished your wicked hearts in the day of the slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just. And he does not even resist you. Woe unto the wicked. Woe unto this wicked nation that condemns the just. And he doesn't even resist. He's broken. He's poor. He has no ability to fight. He stands and just accept the cruelty of the rich and the wicked men that say, shut your mouth. We're going to increase your taxes by this. And there's nothing you can say. Yeah. Or they will tell us lies and say they're going to cut our federal income taxes. But listen to me, they're going to raise the taxes on the gas and the food and everything else. They're going to get the money back. We're just a bunch of fruitcake heads. That's what we are. They're not going to let you get by with that. They're going to get their money. So they say, shut your mouth. This is what we're going to do. And this is how we're going to do it. And there is nothing you can say but the poor ones, their cries. And they do just. They labor and they give the man an honest day's work. And they keep back the wages by fraud. He treats them like dogs. That's the way the rich do the people of the world. They don't care about the little mother working in the sweat factory in India. And she makes 14 hours a day. She makes about $2 a day. She has three children, and her husband cannot find work. And that's not even enough to even feed them. Maybe 150 rubles, 200 rubles a day. That she is so weary at the end of the shift because she's worked 16 hours, she just lies there on the bench and go to sleep. No water to bathe. Nothing at all. And yet the rich and the powerful continue to grow rich and fat. Their accountants with their Botox shots and their plastic surgery, altering everything about them that their face may shine and their youth may appear. But Yah says, woe unto you wicked dogs that have been birthed by short tongue. You are the seed of hell because you do what your daddy does. You're a liar and your hearts are full of deceit. We must be aware of that. You cannot strengthen that wickedness. You cannot rejoice in that. You cannot give your mind over unto that kind of wicked, vile training. We must be trained by the Torah of Yah. We must be strong in the might of His power and the strength of His HaMashiach. That's what we must do. We must do that. Hallelujah. That's the only way we're going to overcome. We cannot overcome any other way. May the blessings of Yah rest upon you, Israel, you that are listening. May he strengthen you all his healing power. Rest upon us all. May Yah bless you all. May he strengthen you all, Israel. May he bless all you, our friends and listeners that are listening. May the strength of Yah rest upon you all. In the most magnanimous name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Let us stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Bless you all, Israel. Hallelujah. In all things we bless you, Yah, Yahshua's mighty name. Bless your people. Strengthen them. Go with us all. Give us rest tonight. Bless all of our listeners and our friend. We ask it all in the most magnanimous, precious name of Yahshua the Lamb. Yisrael cried, hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.